But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, right now, I want to introduce the amazingly hardworking chair of our scholarship committee, Christy Kressman. Let's give Christy. And they, though we won't name them all, the 8 members of her committee who work hard to give to deal with these scholarships, a big hand. One more. And Vivian Younger, if you're in the room, you're up next. Go ahead, Christy.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Here I am. All right. Thank you, everyone. I want to personally thank
Let's have quiet.
The following committee members.
I have it, Peter.
I would like to thank Rob Turner, Robert Wendt, Nellie Emerson, Leslie Tom, Steve Fort, Linda Perrell, and I'm missing one. Who am I missing?
Guillermo.
Oh, Guillermo Robles. And it is a very wonderful task that we have. Every year, we have to choose between some wonderful people who are our students. And I just want to put a plug in that the scholarship application is on ccbnet.org, and it is open until May 15th, but you have to have a lot of other paperwork in. So those of you who are going to school and live in California, you don't need to go to school in California. You just need to have residence in California. Then please apply. So tonight we have... Tonight we have 3 of our 6 scholarship winners present. And I want to also recognize John Mavis from the Active Blind Incorporated. And I would like everyone to please give John a hand because he's representing the Active Blind Inland, Active Blind Inc. He's been a member of CCB for 60 years. He knew Tony Menino, who was president of CCB. So their organization faithfully gives us funds every year. They grant us $10,000, and of course my Braille note is acting up. No, it doesn't need to be plugged in, it's just acting up. I have to reboot it. So unfortunately, while it's rebooting, yeah, I know. I'm a lowly state worker. I can't afford it. So, one of the things that I really appreciate is getting to know our scholarship winners and getting to know them through our interview process. Because after we have the applications, then we meet together and we team up two persons per team, and we hold interviews. Then after we hold interviews, each team presents its scholarship applicants to the committee, and we get the chance to really learn about our leaders of the future. I'm almost there.
We need to kind of move it along.
I know. Okay, so the six people who are scholarship winners this school year 17/18 are Mia P. Carius, attending CSU Fresno. She is working toward her master's degree in clinical rehabilitation counseling and mental health counseling. Her goal is to become a clinical rehabilitation counselor and mental health counselor for the disabled community. She has received her BA degree in social work and an AA degree in social sciences. Our second winner is Ching Shang, who has a goal of becoming an assistive technology instructor. He also would like to work as a VI teacher or as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. He is a freshman at Clovis Community College and hopefully is getting involved with the Fresno chapter, I guess, and would eventually like to transfer to CSU Fresno. Our third scholarship winner is here. Rostam Dadian is attending CSU Los Angeles, where he has transferred from Glendale Community College, where he received an associate degree majoring in business administration. He is involved in freelance web design and computer maintenance and has a vast knowledge of computers and how they function. He has a website in which he runs fun and interesting sports and entertainment articles, which he would like to expand in the future. Rostam Dadian. He is. Rostam, are you? Raise your hand so they can bring a mic to you, please.
Not here.
Okay. Number. Yeah, he was. Maybe he stepped out. Chad Duchelle is attending CSU San Bernardino as a transfer student, pursuing a bachelor's degree in administration human resources management. He attended Mount San Jacinto College, Grossmont College, Palomar College, where he received an Associate of Arts degree in General Studies, and Moreno Valley College, where he received an Associate of Science degree in Business Administration. He has worked full-time while attending classes. He He began working overnights in the hospitality industry when he began losing his sight, compounding a prior disability. His goal is to continue in hotel management. Our fifth winner. Our fifth winner is Adrian N. Hermosillo, attending Crafton Hills College, majoring in business administration. Do we hear a theme here? With a goal of transferring to CSU San Bernardino to earn a bachelor's degree in business and to minor in Spanish. He has a love of people and creativity and would like to learn how to effectively manage teams and organizational behavior. His goal is to become part of a nonprofit organization that would allow him to align his passion and learned skills while contributing effectively to the organization's vision and values. Sounds like we can use you right here, Adrian. He would like to work with an organization that empowers others to pursue their dreams. Adrian understands the fundraising and marketing are critical to critical for organizational growth and hopes to utilize his leadership skills to make a difference internally and externally. Adrian, would you please stand and they can hand you the mic?
I just wanted to say thank you for everyone being here. You know, it's a great thing to have everyone together and, you know, come together and, you know, just work as a team to, for a common goal and, you know, helping the whole, like, low vision and blind community. I think that's great. And I'm very grateful for the scholarship and for the scholarship board to, you know, have me here.
Thank you. And last but not least, Larice N. Diamond, prior ACB leadership participant and ACB scholarship and CCB scholarship winner. A lover of rhetoric, she is attending San Diego State University, working toward a bachelor's degree, Larice? Did you? Yeah, a bachelor's degree in communication. She has double minors in sociology and honors interdisciplinary studies. She received an associate degree in communication studies. She is.
Communication. That's communication.
Hello. Hello. She attended Southwestern College, Community College of Denver, and Regis University. She had planned to work as a performing artist, dancing, singing, and adding 10 musical instruments to her repertoire. However, life handed her a different set of cards to become a nurse, a mother and wife. She has high energy, is active in CCB membership and ACB, CCLVI, and more. And today she joined the CCB Students Board.
Right.
Yep. Her next goal is to pursue a graduate degree in communications. Larice, please stand so that you can get the mic.
Oh, Christy, you didn't tell me I was going to have to say anything tonight. But, you know, as a communication scholar, I always have some words available. Mm-hmm. And so I take this opportunity to first thank you for being my mentor this past year. It's been wonderful working with you, and it's really inspired me to become more involved in CCB.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Mr. John Mavis for always coming forward with the money that helps support so many students as we journey on to make our dreams come true. So thank you, Mr. Mavis.
So again, congratulations to our scholarship winners.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lee. That's so wonderful.